poll, plurality say race relations worse under President Biden. By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2021. A plurality of U.S. voters believe race relations have gotten worse under President Joe Biden. A Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked respondents, are race relations in the United States better or worse since the election of President Biden? A plurality, 39%, said race relations are worse, followed by 28% who said better, 28% who said about the same, and 5% who remained unsure. Republicans are more likely to say race relations have worsened, 65% to the Democrats 16%. A plurality of Black Americans, 36%, say race relations are about the same under Biden, followed by 34% who said better and 24% who said worse. Notably, during the general election, many of Biden's most ardent supporters argued race relations would drastically improve under President Joe Biden. When asked if life for young Black Americans has gotten better or worse since Biden's election, 38% said it has remained about the same, followed by 29% who said worse, 22% who said better, and 11% who remain unsure. Half of Black Americans say life for young Black Americans has remained about the same, with a quarter saying it has gotten better and 20% saying it has gotten worse. Per Rasmussen, while support from Black voters was crucial to President Joe Biden's election, most voters, including most Black voters, don't believe the new president has improved race relations or made life better for young Black people. Voter opinions of American race relations under Biden's presidency are better than during former President Trump's tenure in the White House. 3 years ago in June 2018, only 20% of voters said U.S. race relations had gotten better since Trump's election, while 32% said life had gotten better for young Black Americans. Nevertheless, voters gave Trump a better rating on race relations than former President Obama. In Obama's final year in office, 60% of voters said U.S. race relations had gotten worse since his election. The survey, taken May 27 and 30, 2021, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%.